Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Shichachas Talmud Torah. In the previous shiur, we saw a whole slew of questions on the Gemara and Menachos and the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, and now we will continue based again on the Torah of Mori Rabbi Hagaon Hagadol, Rabbi David Sakman, Zecha Tzadik Livracha. And the Gemara in Baba Bashra and Dabchaf Aleph, Amr Aleph, Amr Rav Yudah Marav, Baram Zachar Oisei Ha'ish L'Toyva V'Yoshua Ben Gam L'Shmai. That man should be remembered for the good. Who is that man? Rabbi Yoshua Ben Gamla. Shel Malehu Nishtakcha Torah Yisrael. Not for him, Torah would have been forgotten from the Jewish people. Shebetchila Misha Yesh Lo Av Malam Do Torah. Somebody who had a father, father would teach him. Misha Ein Lo Av, somebody didn't have a father, Lo Yalame Torah, wouldn't learn. My Darsh, what are they Darshan, etc.? Mara says, well, how are they Darshan that? Skinishu Moshiv Malam De Tinokos B'Yushalayim. Then they made a takana that they should be established Malam De Tinokos, Malam Dim teachers, rabbis in Yerushalayim. My darsh, how do they darsh? And then the Gemara says, "V'dain mishe shalav hayam aleiv alomid, shein loav loya olav alomid." Still, somebody who had a father, his father would take him. Somebody who Nebuch didn't have a father, father wouldn't take him. Askinu shiu moshivim alam de tinokos b'chol plach. So they instead made a takana. They should have alamdim in every city, machnisin also kapent hazayin, etc. They bring him in when he's 16. Misha Rabakoi, Selavayabod Baviyotse. If his rabbi would get angry at him, he would kick back and he'd leave. Hachabar Yeshua ben Gamla, Yeshua ben Gamla. Until Yeshua ben Gamla came. B'tikin Yeshua Moshivim Tinokos B'chol Medina. Merit Takanam, that they should have Malam de Tinokos in the whole state, and not only when they bring him when they were 16, much earlier, Machinisan also Kiban Shesh, Kiban Shev is 6-7 years old. Ad kan mitifra Gemara in Sham, Gemara for Samus, Abakanta Gemara, Baba Basra, Ain Sham in Maharsha, Maharsha Gefrekt, Shel Malehu. If not for him, Torah would have been forgotten from the Jewish people. What's Pshat, says the Maharsha, if not for him, Torah would have been forgotten from the Jewish people? We have a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Ches Amed Beis, Tanya Rashbi Yomer, Chas V'Shalom should Nishtakach Torah Yisrael. God forbid that the Torah should be forgotten from the Jewish people. Torah is not going to be forgotten from your seed. Vimkane. How do we say that if not for him, Torah would have been forgotten? Torah is never going to be forgotten. We have a pasuk. Ki lo sishokach mi pizaro. We have a haftocha. Parenthetically, the Yun Yankiv answers the Kasha the Maharsha. And he says that that's why Torah wasn't forgotten from the Jewish people. In other words, this is promised like that, but Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megalgel, this fulfillment of the promise, through Yoshua ben Gamla. And every generation, Hashem makes sure the Torah won't be forgotten. We know that in our generation, it's just unbelievable. In America, 70, 60, 70, 80 years ago, who's learning Torah? Came out nobody, just a few Rabbanim learned. And then little kids would have, you know, a little bit in school, but there was no Hemshech, there came out no yeshivas. Kids knew from home, they knew Yiddish, they knew English, but Lashon HaKodesh, how to learn a Daf Gemara. That was not, unfortunately, that wasn't the path we were going on. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in art school revolution, and every balabas has a shas at home, he can open up any page and understand it. Shiurim, unbelievable, galore. People are finishing shas every 7.5 years, and there's dirshu, and there's so many different learning initiatives. So each generation, Hashem makes it happen. That generation was Yishuv ben Gamla. So why didn't the Maharsha answer that teretz? So we have to say the Maharsha held. If that's the case, you shouldn't have said El Molehu Nishtak HaTorah. You should have said Al Yodo Loi Nishtak HaTorah. You can't say if not for him, Torah would have been forgotten. If not for him, Torah wouldn't have been forgotten. He was just the means Torah was remembered. So we're back to the Maharsha's Kasha. What about Lo Sishkach Mipizaro? She Lo Sishkach Mipizaro? So, and for the Maharsha, that it says, El Mole, etc., Nishak HaTorah, so much somebody doesn't have a father. Somebody doesn't have a father, he would have forgotten Torah. And the Yun Yankov writes, that's a very forced interpretation. It says, Stama, Torah would have been forgotten from the Jewish people. And the Maharsha makes his Au Kimta. No, it's talking about that person. Bemis, this isn't just a kasha in the Teretz of the Maharsha, it's a kasha in Etzem Divrei HaGemara. What's in Yenishtak HaTorah Yisrael, Mashem Mikol Yisrael? What does that have to do with Misha Ein Lo Av? It's clear from the Gemara that the problem is those who don't have a father. Those who have a father, it's Beseder. And Ruba the Ruba have a father, Baruch Hashem. Back then, life expectancy wasn't as long as it is today. But still, you got to figure that an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old has a father. A lot of kids have fathers, so plenty of kids would have known Torah. And there were people who lived longer. Definitely, how can you say Nishtak HaTorah MiYisrael? If it's only a matter of those kids without fathers. We also have to understand, if that's the reason for Shichas HaTorah, it's mashma the Gemara shatzmanu shel Yeshua ben Gamla. This was the way it worked in Jewish people, among the Jewish people. For many years, the only way you learned was with your father. There was no schools. Yeshua ben Gamla was mitakin schools. There were no schools before Yeshua ben Gamla. So Torah wasn't forgotten until then. How would Torah been forgotten from now on? And also it says they would have forgotten Torah. Forgotten means you learned it in the first place, but if the kid doesn't have a father, he's not learning it in the first place. So mazayinyan l'shichcha, what's nishtakcha Torah miYisrael? You learned it and you forgot it. They didn't learn it in the first place. So kedarkeinu, we have a whole slew of kashas on this Gemara. So we'll say as follows. The Gemara Nedarim, Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph, says, V'amar B'yechanim, Etchilo ha'yamoshe lo mitor mishakcha ad shenitin lo b'matona. Shenemar v'yitin ha'moshe k'chalosa l'daber ito. Originally, Moshe would learn Torah, and he'd forget. And then it was given to him b'matona. It says in the Pasuk, V'yitin ha'moshe was given to Moshe k'chalosa l'daber ito when he finished speaking to him. And the Maharsha wants to understand, what's the reason for this shichacha? Why did Moshe forget the Torah until it was given to him as a matana? This is a Torah to Miman, Kisiso answers. A very, very difficult answer. So we're not going to get into it. So we can answer that the inyan of Zechiras HaTorah V'Yishichacha is not something natural that's dependent on a person's kishronos and chazara. Because Torah is min haShemayim, and that's the place of the Torah. Not just Yediyah Ba'alma, Kesha'ar Yediyah Shel Chochmas Olam V'Chadoyme. So it can't remain with a person. Goes back to its place, it's in its heavenly abode. Torah is forgotten. And therefore, even despite Moshe Rabbeinu's great Maila, his great level, his high plateau, couldn't remember the Torah. Just with the giving of the Torah was given as a matana. In other words, with the possibility of a person remembering it. And therefore, only because of this is it shayach that it should remain with those who learn it. And there won't be shechacha. And that's a special matana that was added with Nesinas HaTorah. And whoever doesn't get this matana, Torah doesn't remain with him, and Torah is forgotten from him. And that would appear to be the pshat of the Medrash Tanchum, Parshas B'shalach, Shim Ratzel Adam L'Shakech, the person wants to forget Torah. So M'shakhen Oso L'Achas Man, so it's forgotten from after time, B'tof Aso. He wants to do it for his benefit. M'shakhen Oso Lo B'tof, Shalo B'tof Aso, even if it's not for his benefit. Shkoich Mitzvah Achas, M'shakhen Oso Mitzvah Harbeh. He wants to forget one mitzvah, he forgets a lot of mitzvahs. That's what means shachoyek tishtash. Once you start with the mahalach of forgetting Torah, you forget a lot. Because the matana, because the remembering is a special matana. If a person is boet, if he kicks back against the matana, he has his reasons for forgetting the Torah, so then he's not zelcha anymore to get it as a matana. Because Torah is shmeimi, Torah is heavenly. So mitzad echad we see in the Gemara Shinit Torah v'matan matan ala Moshe, and because of this, he didn't forget, and it's pashut. That's the same thing by Kal Yisrael. We weren't given the Torah, nor that we should learn it and forget it. With the giving of the Torah to the Jewish people, Aidei Moshe, this giving of the Torah with the matana shekiba Moshe l'inyan zichron haTorah to remember it. Mitzad sheni. This is the Gemara in Erev in Nunhei, Nidarim Nunhei, and what it says in the Midbar Matana Matana Nachliya Machliya Bamos, Kevin Shos Adam is Atzim Ok Midbar Shemufkar Lakol Nitna Lo BeMatana. And when a person makes himself like a Midbar, that he's Mufkar to everybody, it's given to him as a gift, and that's talking about Zichron and remembering the Torah. It says in the Sugi there. Make yourself like this good smelling thing that everybody enjoys smelling from, then you remember your Torah. So there it's talking about remembering your Torah, but L'chora anyway, where Torah was already given matana to the Jewish people. So what's the inyan of this additional matana that's telling a person making himself like a midbar? What's the special inyan of a person making himself hefker k'midbar dafka, that only in such a case Torah is given to him as a matana? And also we have to understand that it says matana nachalia, and the Gemara darshins that since Torah is given to him as a matana, nachalo kel, so what's the added inyan of nachliel, of nachalokel? It's already given to him as a matana. Midbar matana, matana nachliel. So what's the added inyan of the nachliel after nachalokel? God bequeaths it to him. We already have the matana. So again, our Hashem, we have probably 20-25 kashas already. Baruch Hashem. So it would appear as follows, that these are two fundamentally different inyanim, two different matanas. One has nothing to do with the other. What it says by Moshe v'yitein al Moshe was said about the Luchos Rishonos. And what it says in Matana Nachliel, it's after the first Luchos were broken, and now there's second Luchos. And this is different than the first Luchos, as we're going to explain. But Avi Luchos Rishonos says in the Gemara Nedarim and Dalit, they learn from Charetz al Luchos, Shel Mole Lo Nishtabru Luchos Rishonos Lo Nishach Atarim Yisrael. And the first Luchos not been broken, The Torah wouldn't have been forgotten from the Jewish people. Meaning is that it says in the sugya that the Melucha has not been broken, no nation would have ruled over us. So it says in Rashi Tehillim, Perek Pei Beis Vav Zayin, Shalei Malach HaMavis Shalei Behem, there would have been no Malach HaMavis ruling over them, from the Pasuk Anima Erat Elohim Atem V'neim Kulchem, because then they were Ruchni like B'nei Elyon, Sheinei Lehem Kol Shlita Shel Baser B'dam Shel Malach HaMavis. And this is Chal Behem Ayidei Nesinas HaTorah Lehem B'matana. Like we said, that they're not going to forget the Torah. Since they become a Mishkan, they're so spiritual, they become this abode for the heavenly Torah. And Memela, there's no reason that the Torah should fly away from them and they should forget it. Umahalach adavar hayasha b'matana zu nasu heim kibnei elyon hashiachem l'shamayim v'lo l'aretz. So this matana, they became like heavenly beings. They're shayach to shamayim and not to the aretz. And therefore the Torah can dwell among them. They can be in a boat for the Torah. And there's no reason they should forget the Torah. And also it's going to be like that Lasid Lavo, like it says in Koheles Rabbah, Parashat Bezo Salaf, Rav Chizkiya, B'Shem Rav Siman, Bar Zavdi Yomar, Kol HaTorah Shalat Lamed, B'Olam Hazeh, Heba Luf Nei Torah Shal Olam Haba, Fisha B'Olam Hazeh, Adam Lamed Torah B'Shech Chayach. And this world's Torah is like Heba before the Torah of Olam Haba, and in this world we learn and we forget. And la'asid lavo, it's not going to be like that. Nasasiyas Torahsi bikirba, bikirbechem. You're going to remember the Torah. Chora, since the whole discussion is like Abay Shichacha, what does he mean when it says the Torah of Olam Haza is hevel? It's like vanity, it's like hot air in front of the Torah of Olam Haba. We're not talking about the Torah, we're remembering the Torah. What this means is, it's referring to the Shaychas and the Kesher between a person and Torah. That in Olam Haba, there's no Kesher Atzmi. Because a person can't become one with the Torah and become an abode for the Torah. And the Shaychas with the Torah is one of hot air. And that's why you remember and you forget. You know the same connection to Torah, because you know we're not on the same level of Ruchnias. But Lasid Lavo V'Nasati Harasi B'Kirbachem. B'Kirbachem, you're going to be a Mishkan HaTorah, you're going to be a complete different chepsa of a person. And that's why it says there, Vayter in Yirmiyahu, V'alibchem Echteven, I'm going to write it on your hearts. Because your roi to be, Torah's roi to be engraved in you. And therefore it's not going to be Shichacha. Like we said, Legabe Luchos Rishonos. That it was a Matana, in the sense that it was Charis al Luchos, it was Chakuk Behem. So that's Luchos Rishonos, it becomes part and parcel of who they are. And therefore there's no Shichacha. And that's what it says in Rashi in Perusha Al HaTorah in Parashas Kisisa, Vayiten Amoshe Kachaloso. Rashi says Kachaloso Chaser Ksiv. Looks like it's talking about a kala. The Torah is given b'matana kekala lechasen shloya cholul motula b'zman mut. Because how do you learn the whole Torah in such a short period of time? It was given as a matana. L'chor, it's hard to understand. If you couldn't learn all of it, what does it help that it's given as a matana kekala? So if you can't be makabel this matana. We also have to understand what's the inyan of the matana shel kala dafka. We also have to understand beikar, and the Gemara says that it was given lo b'matana, that you shouldn't forget it. But Rashi says no. Rashi says you couldn't learn it in such a short period of time. Is that what the Gemara says? Ayin b'mayashel b'nedarim daf lamed ches. So based on what we said, we can explain that it's all one. Because a kala with a chasin is not a chibur shcheini, it's not just two people who are neighbors. It's a chibur be'etzem. V'hayil v'asir echot. And in that it says here, that they're mukhsharim l'schaber be'etzem ima Torah, kechibur shel kala l'chasin. They were worthy of connecting be'etzem and their very essence with the Torah, like a kala to a chasin. The Kalpei Zamru Gemara, towards this the Gemara says, that Moshe Rabbeinu's shichacha was nullified, because that's what it's Tullian. It's Tullian if you're able to be mischaber to the Torah. And therefore Rashi says that he couldn't learn in such a short period of time, because if it's tam matana, the makabel's on makabel afikocha, and you can't do more. here Moshe Rabbeinu became one with the Torah. It's not a klita mibachutz sheyesh lo gvulos. He's one with the Torah. And Memela, he can get the whole thing. He can absorb the whole thing in such a short period of time, because he is now worthy of absorbing the Torah. He's a Mishkan LaTorah. He's an abode for the Torah. He's a dwelling place for the Torah. And therefore this Matana was given to him in such a short period of time. So it's the same idea, the not forgetting in the Matana in a short period of time. It says in the Tanchum in Parshas Ekev, Simin Yir Aleph, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, after Shvirus Haluchas, Ba'olam Hazal Adi Yitzhar, Yolam Dir Mishak U'mishtakchen, Ba'olam Habani, Oiku Yitzhar, B'sarichem, Nesat Lechem Leiv Boser, Ba'olor Ela She'einchem, Tzrichem, La'odim She'ilam, Deim She'nemar, Ba'olor Yilam Du Oid Ishas Re'eo, V'Ishas Ochi, V'leom Mar Du Uwes Hashem, Ki Kulam Yedu Osi, L'mikotnam V'ad Godlam, V'ad Gdolam. That in Olam Hazeh, through the Yetzer Hara, it says, Hashem, you're going to learn and you're going to forget, but Olam Hazeh is going to be no more Yetzer Hara. I'm going to uproot the Yetzer Hara. I'm going to give you a pure heart of flesh, no Yetzer Hara. And you're not going to need anybody to teach you, as the Pasuk says, nobody's going to have to teach you, you're going to learn on your own, no matter what your age. It says, like we said, through the Yetzer Hara, the Shikha comes. By Olam Hazeh, the Yetzer Hara, Lamedim Mishtakhan, since we have Yetzer Hara, we forget our Torah. But lasi love, there's no yetzahara. It's like before shviras haluchas, and then we bring the pasuk, like the pasuk in Kehelas Rabba, v'nesati is tarasi v'kir b'chem, v'libchem echtevena. And then nobody's going to have to teach us anymore. Like we bring the pasuk here in Yirmiyah, that we're going to be one with the Torah. And mele, nobody's going to have to teach us. So you see, it's tali zebezeh. This forgetting and this being able to learn are tali. One and the other, they're interdependent. Because it's really one principle. Are you a Mishkan HaTorah? Are you a worthy dwelling place for the Torah? If you have a Yetzer Hara, no, it flies away. But if you don't have a Yetzer Hara, you're able to learn it and not forget it, and you don't need anybody else to teach you. You're able to absorb it yourself, because you're a Kli for the Torah. And that's what's going to be Lasid Lavo. So this is all talking about the Luchos Rishonos. But Luchos Shnias, the Jewish people were already blemished through the Chet HaEgel. So it can't be that they're going to get this Matana. They're going to be a Mishkan LaTorah, and they're not going to forget the Torah. So it must be a different gather of Matana. And that is that even though they're not Roy, Avol Mikoach Matana Miuchedes MeHashem, because God gave them such a special gift, they have Torah. Even though Mitzad Atzman, they're not Roy LaTorah. And this Matana doesn't make the Torah one with them, like in the Luchos Rishonos, and like it's going to be Lasid Lavo. But rather, even though it's Torah Shemayim, and it can't be one with the Mekablim, and therefore they're going to forget it. So there's an inyan of Yachzer V'Yitain. Nevertheless, Torah is going to be on a scene of a Chol Rega Me'Hashem. They're not one with the Torah, but God's going to continuously give it to them. And that's what it says in the Gemara in Megillah of Avamid Beis, Yogati, Loi Matzosi Al Tamin. The person says, I toiled and I didn't find, don't believe him. That's only Lichdude, that's only sharpness. But Luk Megirsa, Rashi says, that you don't forget it, that's Yadid Dishmaya. So even after the Yagiyah, it should be forgotten. And you need special siyata d'shmaya that it shouldn't be forgotten. And if you don't have the schus for siyata d'shmaya, Torah is going to be forgotten. That's because, like we said, ein kol mokom b'derech ha-teva, that a person's going to have Torah and he's not going to forget. So therefore you need special siyata d'shmaya. You need this continuous gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should be able to remember. It's not like the first Luchos, where it became part of them. So, sweet friends, I must tell you that there is so much more material to cover here, so much more to discuss. And Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will, I very much hope, in the next year, continue on this road and really get to the depths of this sugya. With Baruch Hashem, we saw Dvarim Niflaim, and we will continue to do so. B'li Neder, Be'ezer Hashem. Hashem should just give us the koach and the moach and the Simchas Chaim to continue onwards. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.